This recording of Writing with Inform by Graham Nelson was made thanks to the support of the Interactive Fiction Technology Foundation. Ryan Veeder speaking. Writing with Inform, Chapter 2, The Source Text, Section 3, Punctuation. An example rule from the previous section demonstrates one of Inform's conventions about punctuation, and it's worth pausing to look at again. Instead of taking the crate, comma, say, quote, "It's far too heavy to lift," full stop, end quote. In English grammar, it's usual to regard a full stop as closing its sentence even when it occurs inside quotation marks, provided there is no indication to the contrary, and this is also the rule used by Inform. Thus, the description is, quote, "shiny," full stop, end quote. "It is valuable," full stop, is read as equivalent to, the description is, quote, "shiny," full stop, end quote, full stop. "It is valuable," full stop. Sentence breaks like this occur only when the final character of the quoted text is a full stop, question mark, or exclamation mark, or one of these three followed by a close parenthesis bracket, and the next word begins in the source code with a capital letter. A paragraph break also divides sentences, behaving as if it were a full stop. Material in square brackets, open square bracket, like so, close square bracket, is comment in computing jargon. It is considered as being an aside, a private note by the author, and not read in by Inform. This allows us to make notes to ourselves like so. The china shop is a room, full stop. Open square bracket, remember to work out what happens if the bull gets in here, exclamation point, close square bracket. Inform is all about text, so pieces of text are often quoted in Inform source. This example is typical. The description is, quote, "shiny," full stop, end quote. "It is valuable." Quotations always use double quotation marks, which aren't part of the text. So the description here is just the five letters and full stop in between the marks. Shiny, full stop. That seems straightforward, but there are three conventions to watch out for. 1. Square brackets, open square bracket, and close square bracket inside quoted text don't literally mean open square bracket and close square bracket. They're used to describe what Inform should say, but in a non-literal way. For example, quote, "Your watch reads," open square bracket, "time of day," close square bracket, full stop, end quote. Might produce, "Your watch reads 9:02 a.m., full stop. These are called text substitutions. They're highly flexible, and they can take many different forms. 2. Single quotation marks at the ends of words are printed as double. So, quote, "Simon says, comma, single quote, it's far too heavy to lift," full stop, single quote, end quote, produces, "Simon says, comma, quote, it's far too heavy to lift," full stop, end quote. 3. Texts which end with sentence-ending punctuation, full stop, question mark, or exclamation mark, are printed with a line break after them. So, say, quote, "I don't know how this ends," end quote, semicolon. Say, "I know just how this ends," exclamation point, end quote, semicolon, would come out quite differently. This doesn't affect the appearance of the text, but only the position where the next text will appear. Something to be careful about is that this only applies when the punctuation occurs at the end of a say, as in these examples. It doesn't apply when a varying textual value is printed using some text substitution, because then the pattern of where line breaks occur would be unpredictable. Sometimes the value might end in a punctuation mark, sometimes not. These three punctuation rules for texts feel very natural with practice, and Inform users sometimes don't realize the third rule is even there because it just seems the right thing to happen. But occasionally, the rules get in the way of what we want to do. For example, how do we get a literal open square bracket or close square bracket? What if we want a single quote mark where Inform thinks we want a double or vice versa? So we'll come back to these rules in more detail in the chapter on text. Inform also reads other punctuation marks, colon and semicolon turned up in the previous section in the writing of rules. It also has the more exotic pipe, not a capital I, a vertical stroke, for paragraph breaks outside of quoted text, but people hardly ever need this. As these examples begin to show, Inform Source imitates the conventions of printed books and newspapers whenever there is a question of how to write something not easily fitting into words. The first example of this is how Inform handles headings, but to see why these are so useful, we first look at problems.